Welcome again to Legal Talk here on eRadio with Han and Arn Attorneys. It's nice to chat to Janusz Luterek again today from the firm. And we're talking about best before and use by dates on food. Also, the difference between it. Janusz, welcome back to Legal Talk.
Hi, good afternoon. It's great. And congratulations on your fifth anniversary of your radio station. It's great. It's good to see new things springing up and being successful.
Thank you so much, Janusz. Also, thank you for your wonderful support over the years. We really appreciate it.
Excellent. Now, that's great. It's good to talk to you again.
Absolutely. Likewise. So, Janusz, what is the difference between a best before and a use-by date on food?
Yeah. So this is a very topical at the moment. You know, the Foodstuffs Act, there's a law in South Africa called the Foodstuffs Cosmetics and Disinfectants Act. And this law defines what is a best before date and what is a use by date. A best before date simply means that it's reached a point where its quality may not be perfect anymore, but it's, the food will still be safe. And in fact, in most cases, people wouldn't even realize that it's reached a best before date. Maybe the red of the sauce is not quite as red, or the flavor is not quite as bright. But apart from that, it's, you know, there's nothing wrong with it. And myself, I will eat food sometimes quite long after a best before date. A use-by date is a very different story, because a use-by date is a date which the manufacturer has determined is the last date at which the food is still definitely safe. Any day after that, the safety of the food comes into question. So you shouldn't buy food after its use-by date. But I personally would have no problem buying food after its best before date if it's cheaper.
Yeah, I agree with you, Janusz. But now the National Consumer Commission, they've been in the news doing raids on shops selling expired food. What is expired food in terms of the law? Can you tell us?
Yes, so this is where it's actually very concerning, because the National Consumer Commission is an enforcement body. I hate to say this, they're lawyers. They're not scientists. So they don't understand when food is safe and when it's not safe. They use this term, expired food, but this term is not a term used in our law. In our law, the terms are best before and used by. If you are going to call one of those two as an expiry date, perhaps use-by is the closest thing we have to an expiry date. Best before is not an expiry date. So when these inspectors arrive at shops and they raid them and they start throwing away foodstuffs which are best before, in fact, what they're doing is wrong. It may even be illegal, because you'd need a warrant to go conduct such a search, such a raid. But if they find use-by-date food and the use-by-date is passed, they're probably right in fining or ordering people to stop selling it.
So in terms of the law, Janusz, are best before and use-by periods prescribed for each foodstuff, or how are they actually determined?
Well, this is another interesting thing which a lot of people don't understand, and I'm sorry to say I don't think the National Consumer Commission understands. The dates which you see on a food, like a best before date, there isn't a law somewhere with a table where you can look up and it says maize meal 2 years, milk 1 year, butter 6 months. There's no such table. All the law says is that the manufacturer must decide for themselves at what point will a foodstuff no longer be at its best, and that will become the best before. For every manufacturer, this can be different. You know, if you've got really good controls in place, perhaps your product will be fresher for longer than somebody else who doesn't have such good controls in place. I don't know if you remember, a few years ago, there was this advertisement for milk on TV. I think it was Clover. And they put different bowls of milk out, and they had this kitten, and it would go up and could lick the one bowl and then the other bowl. And the upshot of it was that some of the milk stayed fresh for quite long, and the kitten would still drink the milk. Well, that just shows you that there isn't one best before date for all products. So in our law, it's the obligation and the responsibility of the manufacturer to work out what the best before date should be, and more importantly, what the use-by date should be. And of course, if they get it wrong, if they were to sell food and they put a use-by date After which they people started getting ill, they could get into a lot of trouble because they would need to set the use-by date at a date when the food is still safe.
Okay, that's very interesting. But, you know, you also get these shops that specialize in food after the best before date. I mean, how is that even legal? Will they be responsible if I buy some food from them and I get sick afterwards?
So, as I said, the best before date is not the expiry date. And in fact, in the Foodstuffs Act, it specifically says that after this date, the food can still be marketable. It doesn't say after this date it should be thrown away. It doesn't say that at all. It says it can still be marketed. Of course, this relies on several conditions. First of all, the packaging should not be damaged in any way. By the way, whether it's before or after the best before date, if the packaging is damaged, you shouldn't buy a foodstuff because that's when it gets contaminated and you could get sick. But firstly, the packaging mustn't be damaged. And secondly, they should only sell food which has got which is stable. You know, dried foodstuffs, maize, flour, tinned beans, jars of sauce, maybe coffee, tea, chocolate. Those types of products, if they've reached their best before date and they've been stored properly and the packaging is not damaged, they'll still be safe. So it's legal to sell those. And honestly, nothing should happen to you if you're careful and you look at the packaging is fine. It's not legal to sell food after its use-by date. Now, if you were to buy a foodstuff after its best before date and you took it home and ate it immediately and got sick, you would actually have a claim against the person who sold it to you because by selling it to you, they are giving you the warranty that it's safe. But obviously, if you bought it and took it home and then 3 months later you ate it, you wouldn't have a claim against it.
Mm. Well, that makes sense. And then here's a completely different scenario. Let's say a person buys maize or sugar in bulk and then packs it into small bags and then sell these little bags labeled only as maize or sugar. Would that be legal?
Well, so typically when you see this happen, it's because they are buying food after its best before date or worse. Often they buy product which has got in torn big bags, damaged packaging. And then they repack them into these little bags and then they sell them somewhere on a shelf in a spaza or in a little shop. There are so many problems with that. I could keep you busy the whole afternoon. But some of the problems are that there's no other information. So you don't know when the best before date was. You don't know if this maize meal is 10 years old or 10 days old. You don't know if it came from a torn bag. You don't know if it's contaminated in any way. This should just not be done. If people are going to what's called break bulk, then they need to follow proper legal and food hygiene requirements in how they do it, how they label it, so that the person buying the product can be sure of the safety as if they were buying the big one.
Okay. And where, Janusz, can I complain about the food being sold if the best before date, for example, has been removed by the retailer, and then what would the consequences be?
So what's important with that question is that it's illegal to remove or tamper with the best before date. So when the manufacturer manufactures the product, as I explained earlier, they have worked out what should the best before date should be. This is done through scientific testing, and now the date is put on the product. It is a criminal offense to remove that date or to change that date once it's been put on by the manufacturer. You can sell it so people know that that date has passed and they can see, oh, the best before date was 2 weeks ago, but I'm buying it today. What you can't do is erase the date and try and put a new date on it. And where would you report it? Well, first of all, you could report it at your municipality to what are called the environmental health practitioners. In the old language, environmental health practitioners were the health inspectors. So one could report it there. Secondly, one could actually report them to the National Consumer Commission or even to the, depending on which province you're in, to the provincial consumer protectors. But I just got to state again, it is illegal to remove the date or to change the date. It is not illegal to sell a foodstuff after the best before date, but the date must still be visible.
And there you have it. Very, very interesting. Janusz Luterek from Hahn & Hahn Attorneys, thank you so much once again for sharing your insights with us. We really appreciate it.
It's a great pleasure, and I hope people can eat safely, and if they shop correctly, they can eat economically.
Exactly. Thank you so much.
Are you or your business in trouble and struggling to find a solution? Call Hahn & Hahn Attorneys, as we assist clients in finding solutions. We specialize in consumer and food law, commercial and construction law, forensic investigations, and administrative law. Visit hahnlaw.co.za. That's H-A-H-N. We assist clients nationwide. Hahn & Hahn Attorneys, because we care. Don't miss Legal Talk with Hahn & Hahn Attorneys, Wednesday mornings at 10 on eRadio.